The discovery of a rare Native American artifact in Newtown is exciting for archaeologists, but it's also raising more questions. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. Contractors digging a trench for a fiber optic box north of Newtown's administrative hall earlier this month found human remains. They called police, who quickly realized it was a burial site and not a crime scene. They, in turn, called the Cincinnati Museum Center. Rivashal Curator for Archaeology, Bob Genheimer.
When the police department actually called us, when I talked to him, he said they had found some human remains, and he said there was a plate with it. And I kind of knew exactly what he meant, because we had found these other two back in 1981.
Genheimer says the plate is a gorget, an ornamental seashell with the image of an animal carved on it. But there are still questions. The shell itself is believed to have come from the Gulf Coast or the Southern Atlantic region.
It's a good question how these got up here. Obviously, it's probably trade. We don't think anyone from here went down and got them. One of the real questions is, where were they engraved? Were they engraved somewhere in the southeast from where the shell came from? Or was the shell brought up here and were they engraved here? And we really don't know the answer to that.
Two other gorgets found in Newtown had images of an opossum and a panther carved on them. This one had a hybrid, part bird, part cat.
Anywhere else in the world, we would refer to this as a griffin. But that's not something that's very viable in the Americas. We believe that the bird may be a Carolina parakeet, which, as many people know, is now an extinct bird, but used to be prevalent in the southern United States and as far north as here.
Genheimer says the gorget dates to the 5th century. The remains found with the gorget have been reported, as required by the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, and could be claimed for reburial by a tribe. Archaeologists at the museum are studying the gorget. They're hoping to make a replica for display. I'm Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.